Hello.
Yes, I'm going to speak with Steve Wilson.
Yep, it's Steve Wilson. How are you doing, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How you doing, man? This is Anthony Lawrence, man. Good to talk to you, man. Okay.
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Hey, man, just wanted to say congratulations. We got the book out. My brother was the first to order. Got several family members that have ordered the book, but I was going to ask you, man, I got some major marketing coming up. And two things. I remember saying excellent to the other social media things that, that were created, and I think I've started to see them, you know, hit the airwaves or hit social media. But I was going to ask you, are any of the blogs pending to come out anytime soon? And if you know, a blog, and then, Steve, and here's what I'm doing, just so you and Jane know, because I wanted to call you and Jane. All right, so I have part of my marketing platform is going to be encouraging youth to read. You know, I'm going to be encouraging youth to read. So I'm in the process of scheduling to visit numerous high schools in Maryland and numerous and numerous high schools and elementary schools in Pennsylvania. And I'm going to be reading the book to the students. On the 26th of October, we have DC Channel 50, which is a major news outlet, ABC News here in Washington, D.C. So I'm getting ready to reach probably 5 million viewers here, or an audience of 5 million or more in the DMV region. You know, so what I need is, I know the company is going to send me copies of the book, so I would love to have a few of the copies if I can get them. But also, I didn't know if any other promotional materials are going to come, like any kind of, like, banners or anything with the book, like book stands, images of the book, like on a, you know, that you can stand up. If not, I can get that stuff from Kinko's or FedEx, but I'm just saying, anything that I'm going to have could be useful moving forward, especially a blog of the book. And I know, there were 15 blogs coming for the book in the contract. You know, if it happens, it happens. I hope it does. But again, I'm going to be in the market to book regardless. Trust me. we will all be on Jimmy Fallon by spring. Trust me when I say that. But anyway, yeah, man. Just, is there anything planned, or are they going to send me the copies, or what's happening, Steve?
Yes, Anthony. As the book is out now, so we will be like scheduling the printed copies. So it's going to take at least 15 business days for the printed copies to be delivered to you.
So I may not get them by the 26th. Okay.
Yep, it's going to be, just a minute, let me see.
I wanted to have the copies with me, but I'm not giving away 50 copies of books to the students. You know, I wanted to have a handful for the reading. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna I'm not just gonna give away copies. And then go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Ahead.
Please go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. No, you were getting ready to say give me a date or something like that.
Yeah, I was saying, please confirm me how many number of copies would you like to have? Like in your initial package. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if they can't give me 50, you know, 10 would work, Steve. You know, 10 would work. If they can't get me the full 50 at once, I understand that. You know, 10 would suffice for the reading. You know, and it's gonna be covered by. It's going to be covered by DC 50 Channel News. And I did, I was able to go into the author's page, Steve, on Amazon. And book scan, you said book scan's about 60 days behind. Something, yeah, because they haven't showed any purchases, although I know there have been purchases, you know, thus far. I'm just wondering, they're what, about 60 days behind? And is that, and that's set up through my bank, so my bank should be aware of like an Amazon account that's been established, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to my bank and see if an Amazon account has been established to go. But you said it takes about 60 days.
Yep, it's going to take at least 60 days to get the royalties transferred in your bank account.
Okay, okay, yeah. So I'm going to sit tight. Hey, like I said, man, I have faith. God's behind this whole project, so I'm not pressed on that kind of stuff, Steve. You've been incredible. You know, now in reference to anything else, is there anything else coming, like business cards or any kind of book? You know what I mean? Those little book signs you put on a desk or anything like that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that comes with the package or not. If not, I can go to Kinko's and get it done.
All right. So yes, Anthony, the thing is, nothing else is included in the package. So I'm really sorry.
Okay.
It's not gonna be there. So it's just only gonna be the printed copies, and I will try to place the order by today for the 10 printed copies. And it seems like it might be a possibility that you can get the copies around 26.
Yeah. The reading's going to be on October 26th in the morning, so, you know, hopefully if it works, it works. I might order 5 on my own just to make sure, you know, like I said, several people that I know have ordered the book, and it's getting it's a positive vibe right now, you know, and I understand marketing very well. So, you know, I just want to touch bases with you.
Sounds perfect. And as far as the blogs are concerned, so you will be, like, getting at least one or two, might be 3 blogs by the end of this week.
That'd be great for me to send out those blogs, Steve. That'd be great.
Sure.
I'll continue to build my social media. And the last thing, Steve, did you get my did you or Jane get the newsletter? I was featured in the University of Maryland's Athletic Network newspaper. Did you guys get that? I sent you the link. What I'll do, is this your line that if I send you a text or anything, would you get it? If I sent you, you or Jane?
No, Anthony. This is not the line to send a text. Message from my cell number.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll send you the, because I was featured in the University of Maryland Athletic Network newspaper. Now that's huge because I'm an M Club member at the University of Maryland, being a former athlete. So that went out to about, there's like 615 members of the athletic network, but the University of Maryland, you know, they have over 20,000-30,000, you know, access to 20,000-30,000 people. So we're getting ready, you know, I would like you guys to see the things that are being written about the book and, you know, think about me. Because, like I said, I love the team you guys have. And if you or Jane want to be in on the Zoom, what's going to happen is the news anchor, his name is Mark Hall. He's going to interview me about reading to the students about the book. And then he's going to interview the principal of the school and the teacher at the school about the importance of literacy and the importance of reading to youth and things like that. But if you or Jane or anybody wants, if you guys want to be a part of that, I can definitely forward you to Zoom, and you can, you know, speak. It's up to what you guys want to do. You know, like I said, this has been a wonderful project, and we're getting ready to make a ton of money here. I guarantee that. We're getting ready to make a ton of money. Yep.
Sure, Anthony. So I do have to, like, check my schedule, and if it's possible, I'll surely let you know.
I'll let you know when the Zoom. I haven't even scheduled the Zoom link yet, the Zoom call yet with the medium, Steve. But when I confirm when the Zoom, when the anchor is going to interview us via Zoom, because he's going to interview us via Zoom prior to me going to the school. So just going to the school is just going to be the formality of me taking pictures with kids and reading the book, you know, and things like that. You know how it is. But it's going to be a nice feature. It's going to be on DC 50, which is a major news outlet, ABC News, here in the DMV area. And I guarantee you when this drops, the reach alone being in the DMV is going to be huge. Yeah. So,
all right, Anthony, sounds perfect. So once it's scheduled, just let me know.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know if I'm available or Jen is available at the time.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Yep. Thanks again, Steve.
All right, then. Perfect. Yeah. All right, Anthony, take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Yep.